I'm joined in the studio now by Jessica Bunnenfant. She's the director of the Greywood Art Studio up there in Killa, and she brings with us great news. Jessica, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for coming in, and sorry about the delay, but...
Thanks for having me.
Live radio, as they say, live radio. listen to me, you're a busy lady. You have great news about the May weekend in Killa. Wonderful things happening.
We do have wonderful things happening. We are delighted to be back with the second Creative Killa May Sunday Festival. So as you may know, the May Sunday Festival in Killa goes back to the 1830s, and it had a nearly a 20-year hiatus there. And we did a lot of listening to the community, and really so many people were saying how much they missed it. And we thought if we could do something to integrate our mission, which is arts and creativity, with what the vision of the community was, which is to have May Sunday back, then wouldn't it be brilliant? And we did it last year. It was, and we can't wait to do it again.
Because I said it to you off air, like, it's amazing. I have wonderful, beautiful memories of years ago. I'm from Middleton originally, a little place called Ballinacurra. And I remember with fond memories coming down with my parents, and when I got married, and with bringing the children down to May Sunday, a walk in Mount Juniac Woods was just a must. And it's a must any day, really, isn't it?
It's a gorgeous woodland.
Glenbower Wood.
Sure, if you go far enough up here.
By the time I get that far, I'll be back into the local hostelries. But isn't it wonderful to see it coming back on stream again and being revived? Huh?
It is. We try to work with as many community groups as possible so that it's pretty inclusive of the wider community. You know, the Killa Scouts will be doing some games on the Sunday afternoon, hopefully. And we have Inchfaroga doing a graffiti wall. We have local musicians, Liam Cantillon and Mark Ansborough will be playing as well for the open air dance. And
Mark Ansborough, he'd do anything for a gig, wouldn't he?
We had Mick and Mark last year, and unfortunately Mick is away this year.
Yeah. So he's gone away with Gally in that weekend.
Yeah, so Mark's going to hold down the fort, and he'll have the accordion, he'll have the keyboard. People were dancing like mad last year, so I'm sure if the weather holds out, we'll have the very same again.
A holy more with Mark around, a holy more, a good session, and you can't beat it. And like, you have a savage diversity as well, because you have storytelling and crafting, you have a guided meditation. You have something for everyone, really, don't you?
We were hoping to, and we're also partnering with the GAA Healthy Clubs. They do their Family Fun Day on the Monday. So the hurling matches used to be a big part of May Sunday before Killa kind of had their own senior team. And there's also a lot of kind of just May Day Bealtaine traditions around the hurling. Like, the women used to make the hurleys for their beloved, and there's nice stories there as well.
I love, there's a nice rhyme to that. You know, May Monday, the Family Fun Day, the Community Family Fun Day at Parky Canada. And I suppose it's important to involve families in an event like this, isn't it?
Absolutely. They're such a huge makeup of the village and of the community. And I feel like if you have things for families going on during the day, they're looking for things to do, and we have lots. We have on the Friday afternoon a workshop making goodwill flags, which are kind of based on the Tibetan prayer flags, but you'll learn about the Om alphabet. So the Om alphabet comes, of course, from the trees, so it connects nicely into the forest there. We have lantern making, and then in the evening we have a torchlight procession, which is something we know happened kind of in the 60s and 70s, and we're delighted to bring that back. Last year we had at least 100 people out for it, so we're hoping to have numbers, and we're making it even more special this year. Actress Noelle O'Regan will be telling some stories we'll go up to the bridge, and she'll tell the story of the Salmon of Knowledge. And
tell me about the Dawn Chorus Day. Sunday is for the early birds, as it is also International Dawn Chorus Day. The Parish Pastoral Council has organised a Dawn Chorus Walk. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, last year we ended up doing it the weekend after May Sunday, but it was booked out. So if people are interested, I would say get on to Rita Scannell. Her information is on our website, which is creativekilla.ie. I'd say get on to her as soon as possible because I think there were 30 people and it booked out very quickly last year.
That sounds amazing, mate.
Yeah, Pat Smitty knows all about the birds, all about the wildlife in the area, particularly Yall and Killa and Glenbower Wood. He's very knowledgeable, very pleasant. And even though it's early, you get to look forward to coming back to Greywood for some tea and scones after cozy kind of morning.
Probably need them after being up at that hour of the morning, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd say so. A bit of caffeine.
And do you know the other thing that impressed me, Jessica, was spring flowers made from recycled paper and plastic bags will be used to decorate the circus tent at the edge of Glenbower, just in time for the open-air dance and fancy dress competition. Because you're obviously big into the environment, recycled paper and plastic, and it shows the advantages of recycling as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We have an artist arriving today, actually, Allegra Bick Morishot, and she's come all the way from California, and she's really an excellent arts educator working a lot with recycled materials. So she proposed to do this workshop, which will be on the Sunday at 11 a.m. So we thought, wouldn't it be brilliant to take the flowers that they make in the workshop and use it to decorate the tent for the dance?
What a wonderful novel idea.
Yeah.
And it creates that kind of family ambience, doesn't it? And all made from recyclable goods.
Yeah, and I think it helps people take ownership of the event as well. Like, you know, you get invested in it when you think, oh, that one's my flower up there. We've made this our event, our dance, our celebration.
And it's an open-air dance and fancy dress competition. Are there good prizes in?
I believe there will be.
Apart from tea and scones.
I don't know what they are exactly yet, okay, but there will be.
And again, you're highlighting the family inclusion as well, the family events, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, and as you said, we have storytelling and crafting around the fire. We recently did a forest school program for teenagers, which was very successful. So Rob, who led that, will be back doing, he's going to weave in the storytelling into the crafting, and that's on the Saturday afternoon. And another artist that we have in residence, Julie Sue Fiscala, she's building a gorgeous structure in the wood for meditation. And she's also using kind of recycled materials in a way. She's repurposing the windows that came out of Greywood Arts when we did the renovation. And what's kind of special about those windows is they would have been made on site in Killa, in Greywood, when it was a sawmill in the 1920s to the 50s. So they were made locally. And she does, she's very inspired by the lichens in the woodland. And so she's painting on the windows, and she does a process that turns it into a safety glass. So it should be very durable to be up there. It'll be really kind of a unique feature in the wood for people to go and walk to see. So she'll be talking about that on Saturday afternoon. And another local artist, Sinead Ní Cineála, will be doing a guided meditation there.
Excellent. You've covered everything, haven't you?
I hope so.
and on the weekend, you've covered, there's pretty much, as I said earlier, there is something for everybody,
yeah,
really.
And there's lots of music as well. We have a session in Greywood with Lazy River on Saturday, and then you can go to the Old Thatch Saturday night. On Sunday, there's music in Kennedy's, then there's music in O'Mahony's, there's music in Long's and Mount Uniac. So there's plenty to do.
And of course, your quota is saying it's the May Sunday Festival weekend is a celebration for and by the Killa community. We've worked hard to blend old festival traditions, local lore and inspiration from Glenbower Wood itself to create something that showcases the rich stories, diverse talents and brilliantly creative creativity that fills the parish of Killa and Inch. You're so proud of the townland of Killa, aren't you?
I am, as an adopted homeland as well, or hometown. I am, because like the more we do, the more people come out and meet us and share. Last year, we worked a lot. The artists we were working with met a lot with people from the Monday Club, which is the active retired group. And they're so generous with their time and their stories. And this year, we have a visiting artist from Germany, Isabel Bernhardt. She's a choreographer, and she's working with a member of the Monday Club and also some young community members to make an intergenerational performance. So that'll happen on Sunday night at Greywood. And they're using the wood as inspiration, the house as inspiration, but also the old ghost stories. If you look in the Killa history book, there's some wonderful old mythical stories, or, you know, Maytime, the witch who turns into a hare to steal the milk, those kinds of stories. So they're looking at those.
And that's what I'm saying earlier on, we spoke about it. Like, to have the amenity like Glenbar Woods in your locality, and now to reinvigorate, I suppose, and reinvent the whole ethos of it. Because traditionally, I'd say even before you came to Killa, it was a big, huge event. Like, and there would be cars come from all over the city and county. Like,
absolutely massive event. And in recent memory, it was very much on the main street, which now with traffic, insurance, all of those things, it's not going to be that again. So we took it back more to the roots, back to the wood, because that's really it started because that was a private estate, and the De Capel Brooks wanted to show off their renovations and the bridges they built. So they invited the villagers up for music and dancing on the first Sunday in May. And if we thought if we could get back to that as a starting point and have dancing and music in the wood on the first Sunday in May, then we'd be coming from a strong place, and we could only kind of grow from that.
Now, I suspect it runs from Friday through Sunday. Yeah?
The Monday, or with the Family Fun Day.
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. Yeah. And something for everybody. I suspect by Tuesday you're probably back into planning for next year then again, are you?
Nearly. And we're always looking for volunteers or people's ideas.
Of course,
so
that's
we're
a very important part of it. And as you said earlier, booking for a lot of these events, for the workshops, the walk, and a pre-festival make a May Bush workshop. You can go on to www.eventbrite.com
Our own site will have links to that, creativekilla.ie. But the May Bush Making Workshop, which will be on May Eve, so that'll be April 30th, that's on Eventbrite, the Om prayer flag, or yeah, that workshop will be, the Goodwill Flag workshop will be on Eventbrite, and the Botanical Walk. Now, the Botanical Walk is nearly booked out. It's a revisiting with Finbar Wallace and Edwina Cole from the Botanical Society. They came last year. It was such a success. We had a waiting list, so we wanted to offer it again this year. And in 24 hours, it was more than half full. It's about three quarters full now. So I urge people, if they'd like to do that one, to get onto Eventbrite and reserve
their
ticket.
Going on last year's success, you've obviously carried through a lot from your experience last year. Like, is there any one thing from last year that you really can't wait for this year? Or, like, are you just going to wait and see what happens on
The torchlight procession on the Friday night was really beautiful last year. We had some Bealtaine traditions. We had two bonfires to walk through for good luck, and we started a rag tree, and we gave people strips of fabric to tie onto the tree and make a wish for the next year. So it's nice that's been added
fabulous
to throughout the year. Yeah,
it must look beautiful going through the woods.
Yeah, it's
lovely. Procession,
like, it's lovely. We're doing it a bit later this year, so we have a bit of proper dusk. We were a little early last year, so
you're right into it. I suppose one of the things you'll need for that is the weather. And we had a text in there earlier from Donal O'Halloran in Ballycotton. He said, "Hi, you guys, just listening to a cuckoo calling out between Ballycotton and Ballymacoda. Maybe a good summer is on the way. Regards, Donal O'Halloran and Ballycotton. I'm sure you'll be delighted to hear that.
I won't look at the weather at all for another days.
But
because
look,
it could change 10 times before then.
And that's one thing we can't control. But look, you know, there's plenty going on for everybody, really, isn't there? And that's
there
the message
is.
You want to get out. Family inclusivity.
Yeah. And a lot of it really does work, rain or shine. The botanical walk, unless it's completely pouring down, will go ahead. I'd say the same for the Dawn Chorus Walk. A lot of the workshops, if they're not already inside at Greywood, they could be moved in, or possibly, you know, we'd have a backup plan for the open air dance as well.
You also have to have you always have to have a plan B, don't you?
With Ireland's weather, yes.
How are things in Greywood going?
Very well. We're so booked for the summer. We have two or three artists at a time all the time through September. So there'll be a lot of workshops being offered this summer, I hope. And hopefully we'll have a few music events and maybe another pop-up restaurant, because people loved it when we did that last year. So.
Have you noticed a lot of changes in the genres of people using Greywood now in their workshops? Like, are the young people getting more of an interest in the arts?
I think that the more we're known, the more people get to us, and we're doing a lot more partnering with groups that mightn't be so visible. Like we've been working with St. Fergal's. One of the artists we work with, Lisa Cahill, has done a lot with Kyle School. You know, we were out all day Saturday a week ago with the Scouts, and I think through that we're starting to get people that come back to the kind of open invitations.
Right, okay. And that's important too, isn't it?
It is.
And could you do this anywhere else besides Killa, do you think?
I don't know.
Well, obviously it's your adopted home now.
It is. You know, the house really spoke to us when we saw it. We knew we were going to do the artist residency. We knew that was the plan, and it was very well suited. And I think that the community programming we took a chance on, and if the response wasn't so positive, then no, we wouldn't be able to keep growing what we're doing. We have great support of Cork County Council through their arts grants and their Creative Communities grant, and we've had support from Creative Ireland in the past, and also the All Credit Union is sponsoring the Open Air Dance.
They're wonderful
Noel's,
for sponsoring. Because, of course, they have a sub-office in Killa, don't they?
They have, indeed.
And the other thing you mentioned, the Cork County Council, and it's important to point out as well with the roadworks that Killa, I suppose, sustained and went through and endured for so long. It was important to come back with a festival like this last year, and now it goes from strength to strength this year, please God.
Absolutely. And I'd say if the future brings the Greenway, we'll only keep thriving.
Well, I'd say that's on the cards as well. Wait until they start putting a bypass down, then you're in trouble. Jessica, thanks for dropping in. It kicks off on Friday, the 2nd of May, the 3rd of May through to the 6th inclusive. And you can contact creativekiller.ie for any more information, or drop into yourselves in Greywood. And if you're failing in any of that, you can go directly onto www.eventbrite.com. And you would strongly advise book in advance for a lot of these.
For the walks especially. For the workshops, we're just more interested in making sure we have enough materials. That's
important for a workshop.
Yeah, indeed.
There's nothing worse than people sharing.
If someone shows up to a workshop that hasn't booked in, we wouldn't turn them away. But the walks, for safety and management, we need to kind of keep our numbers manageable on those so that
And speaking of managing numbers
booking.
And everything you mentioned, not very important, you're always looking for volunteers to help
Absolutely.
Out the event.
Absolutely.
Because as Noel Cronin here says, without volunteers, this country would be nowhere, really.
Indeed.
In any walk of life. And listen, well done. Congratulations on last year's success. I have a feeling this year is going to be an even bigger success.
Fingers crossed.
The sky is your limit, really, for this. And I can see it looking at you. I can see the enthusiasm and the excitement in your face. And I genuinely hope it kicks off and keeps progressing into something huge.
Oh, thank you.
Because you have the natural amenities down there. and why not use them? It is a truly fantastic vineyard. Like, there is nothing
like
that.
The wood is stunning, and it's so unique because it's community owned. Yeah, you know, the community got together in the 80s or the early 90s and purchased it. So,
and I think, I suppose, the other point in this day of commercialized world gone mad, it's important to point out, people, you know, drive through Killa, Castlemart or Yoel, they don't appreciate what's on their doorsteps. And maybe if you're taking a drive, why not drive down and park the car and go for the walk, because you won't know it unless you experience it, you won't.
Indeed. And the old thatch is opening a little deli in the back there, so you could even get your takeaway coffee, have a picnic, and take out any rubbish you bring in with you. But yeah, there's so many nice ways to enjoy the wood.
It's the place to be. The May weekend is Killa, as they celebrate the Creative Killa May Sunday Festival. It starts on May the 3rd, runs through to the 6th. Go on to creativekiller.ie or eventbrite.com, or indeed drop into Greywood Art Studios there on the main street in Killa. Thanks, Jessica, for dropping in. Continued success to you and everyone else involved.
Thank you.
Have a good day.